This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Texas has been a Republican stronghold in presidential races for the last 40 years, but Donald Trump has led Hillary Clinton by only single-digit margins in recent polls. I talked about why and what's possible in Texas for Democrats with Ross Ramsey, executive editor of the Texas Tribune. Donald Trump, why isn't he doing as well as Republican candidates of the past?
In Texas, most of the Republicans were for someone else earlier in the race. There's a lot of Cruz supporters, a lot of Rick Perry supporters. Yeah. Ideologically, Trump isn't their kind of a Republican. He's their nominee, but they're looking at him and saying, you know, I'm just uncomfortable with that.
Was that even before the audio tape came out about his comments regarding women?
There was still some disquiet before. I think that crystallized it. You know, the tendency is if your nominee wasn't your candidate, you kind of grumble your way into the convention, the Bernie Sanders people into the Democratic convention. But people generally come home. Democrats go to Democrats. Republicans go to Republicans. It hasn't happened with Trump as it normally does. He's still got some Republicans out there who aren't sure they're going to vote for him.
Still, Hillary Clinton bought TV ad time and online as well.
Not a lot,
but still she bought some in Dallas and three other major markets in Texas. Is that just confidence, or is there any reason to believe maybe this thing might go her way in Texas?
I think that's just her elbowing him in the ribs. Part of it is telling your supporters, I'm paying attention to you. And part of it is just getting Texas Democrats jazzed up a little bit. The Democrats haven't won a presidential election in Texas since Jimmy Carter in 1976. Mm-hmm. They've only had two single-digit elections in the nine elections that followed that one.
So is it possible that even if she loses Texas, as long as it's in single digits, that's a victory of sorts?
Sure. And it's the kind of thing that someone running in 2018 or 2020 in Texas as a Democrat could take to donors and say, you know, look, if you get the things set up right, the voters are there. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been slumbering for a long, long time. It's been since 1994 that a Democrat won a statewide election in Texas.
Does Trump have any effect down ballot?
I think a lot of people are worried about that. There are four or five races in the Dallas area where Texas House members, Ken Sheets, Cindy Burkett, Linda Koop, and Rodney Anderson, all Republicans who should be legitimately worried about a negative coattail effect. There's a congressional race in a giant district that goes from San Antonio to El Paso.
Is this Herd and Gallego?
Yeah, and it takes in most of the Texas border. And both of those guys are trying to make sure all of the voters know who the presidential candidate is. So Herd is saying, you know, hey, that's Pete Gallego. He's with Hillary. And Gallego's doing the same thing. That's Will Herd. He's with Trump. We'll see how that plays out.
Do you see where people are either aligning themselves with Trump or distancing themselves from him?
Well, in that one, you know, Herd is saying, you know, he's distanced himself from Trump, particularly after the Access Hollywood tape came out. You know, it's hard enough when you're running for office just to control things that are going on in your own race. And then you introduce this outside force that could blow through all of your plans and everything. You know, how Trump goes is how I go. And I think a lot of those folks are nervous.
Is there any coattail effect, though, from Hillary Clinton down ballot?
I think she would ordinarily in Texas be a negative. You know, she has the disadvantage of being the second most unpopular candidate in modern polling history, running against the first most. So, you know, ordinarily it's a negative. And that's why you see some Republicans saying, well, yeah, but my opponent's with Hillary. That's still pretty powerful.
Finally, there's all this talk about Texas going blue. Do you see any reason for that to happen?
Are
we just talking about a case of a candidate some people don't like?
You know, that's going to be the question. On November 9th and 10th after this election, are we going to look at this and say, that was an anomaly or the table has shifted? If the Democrats do particularly well in this election, better than they normally do, whether they win or not, they go into 2018 with a list of people who voted for Democrats in the closest year yet, and we see what they can do with it. That would be the first sign of a ground shift if there is one. But, you know, you almost have to wait to 2018 to see if they did anything with it.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for being with me.
Always a pleasure.